As you well know, the word Epiphany means manifestation. We are celebrating during this period of the year how God has been made manifest, how He's been made known. The invisible God now made visible for us in Jesus Christ. And in a particular way, God is manifested now even to those who are outside of His house of Israel. The star has shone upon the whole world, and the Gentiles have seen it and have come to worship this newborn King. We really are following the Magi. We're following the wise men today as we celebrate this Feast of the Epiphany. So who were they? Right? We don't know precisely who they were, but we can conjecture several things about them. One, they were men. They were learned men, men of knowledge. They were also wealthy, as they had these great gifts to present before Jesus. They were men of great courage, willing to undertake this journey. But above all, I think we would describe them as seekers, those who were searching for the truth, searching for God. So many of us tend to decide and assess things from far away and remain at a distance so that we might be relatively unaffected by the ideas and events and things in the world. But not the wise men. This homily is for all of us who need to become seekers, to truly draw close and see what the Lord is revealing for us. You know, I think for many of us, at least at different stages in our life, we might describe ourselves as being passive or complacent in the spiritual life. Living in a passive mode, just kind of taking things in, but not really thinking about how that affects me or how I might need to change my life based on what the Word of God is saying. We might feel a general openness to the gospel and to faith in Christ and to the church, but we're kind of waiting for it to jump out and shake us into action rather than us going out in search of what's the next step for me to grow in my faith. Perhaps some of us have fallen into a bit of complacency, content with where we are, and not aware that there is so much more for each of us, regardless of where we are on our spiritual journey. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be lulled to sleep. We lack a sense of urgency about the call of God in our lives. Throughout the Advent season, for example, you all heard this gospel proclamation, the kerygma, the summary of the gospel message proclaimed. And perhaps something throughout this Advent and Christmas season has been nudging your heart, pulling at you. There's something more that God wants for you. So for all of us who need to be seekers, the wise men are our models today. They show us how to break out of our passive and complacent mindset to actively seek the Lord in the midst of our daily life. So what do we see in the wise men? First of all, I think as we observe what they have done, in them we see a recognition that what they have or had, even though it may be good, was not everything. In fact, they recognize that maybe they're missing something essential. Isaiah said it today, darkness covers the earth, thick clouds cover the peoples. So we should always kind of accept this reality that we may be missing something. what God is trying to do or how He's trying to reveal Himself might just be hidden for us under this darkness, these thick clouds, or for me, this thick skull, right? We need to recognize that as good as our life may be, that there is something more. Secondly, I think many things remain as hidden mysteries until we actively go in search of the truth about God and about right relationship with Him. St. Paul spoke of this today, this mystery made known. And so the wise men weren't just content to see the star and to interpret its meaning. Oh great, a new king has been born. The real meaning was still hidden from them, and they knew they had to go to see, to seek out this newborn king, to see him with their very eyes. It happens so often throughout the course of our life's conversion that people will say something to me like, how come I never knew this? How come no one ever told me that? Well, the reality is, in most cases, they did, okay? You were told. But for whatever reason, you were in a passive mode when it was said and not actively seeking so that what was said could be grasped onto and impact your life as it did in that moment of discovery when you said with great surprise, how come I never knew? How wonderful this all is. Finally, we have this. The wise men is the example of fighting against complacency. Now, I think complacency is a temptation for all of us. It's rooted either in our pride or our laziness. Pride, thinking that we don't really need to grow, or laziness, we just don't want to assert ourselves in order to grow. These wise men are our model of humility. They knew much, but they were not pretending to know it all. They actively sought for the fulfillment of God's promises, studying the sacred writings, trying to find their meaning. The wise men were wrapped up in contemplation of things beyond their ordinary reach and experience. They were looking up to the heavens. And that's how they noticed the star. And that's how they were moved to meet our Lord. The wise men were courageous. If you really think about what the impact of their decision was, they were willing to sacrifice their own pursuits to set out on this long journey. They were willing to sacrifice the respect of their friends and families. Can you imagine explaining to your wife, like, yeah, I'm going to go and see this baby in Judah. Where's Judah? There's babies here. What are you doing? You're crazy. They were willing to sacrifice their safety to go on this dangerous journey. Long journeys and pilgrimages were by no means like our travels today. There were many, many dangers which assailed travelers. They were willing to give up their wealth in order to pursue, to seek this newborn king. And when they meet him, they open their treasures before him. They make an offering and they adore. They adore the Lord. So friends, has God been giving you signs? Has God been stirring your hearts to desire something more? Has God made you suspect that He's not done with you yet? That He has more in store for you? Well, let's follow the wise men's example. Let's shake off complacency. In humility, set out to seek the Lord. Seek Him by reading the sacred scriptures. Seek Him by contemplating heavenly things. Be courageous in responding to his promptings. Open yourself to him. Offer yourself to him. Adore him. Jesus said, one of his clearest teachings, seek and you will find. One last hint for us, brothers and sisters. It is almost always more effective to seek him together with others rather than trying to go it alone. The wise men are the model of this as well. They found each other, which helped them find the Lord. And just as a little primer, in a few weeks we'll be launching a small group initiative throughout our pastorate for Lent, which will be an opportunity for you to seek the Lord together with others. And having come together with others, we are much more assured that we will find the right way and we will be able to behold the face of God who has been made visible in Jesus Christ. Come, let us adore the Lord together.